What's poppin'? Back with Wolfpack Performance, and you know I'm here with Imani, Tanya. We're about to turn the fuck up. Now, I'm gonna let y'all know, they already go crazy on Mondays post the race, but right now, we about to go crazy together and give y'all an entirely different flavor of F1 Formula One content coming from the American side of the world. We just had an eclipse. It's about to be totality up in this motherfucker. So y'all get ready, lace your boots up, put your seatbelts on. Don't be a crash dummy. Tanya, what's going on with you?
Everything is well. You know, we had the eclipse, the world didn't come to an end. So I am happy, but I'm so eager to dig into what happened at Suzuka. So I am ready.
All right, Money, what's up with you, bro?
Man, nothing. Just making it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? Had an eclipse today. Felt a little good today because some kind of bright side, especially with this year. Listen, I might have checked out for this year, but the eclipse kind of put a little smile on my face. So,
shout out
to Ferrari.
Oh, okay. Talking about Ferrari, we're about to get into it. So, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to spend about 10, 15 minutes on each topic, chiming in. We'll see y'all in the live chat. Feel free to go ahead and throw it up in there. There's no guarantee we're going to respond to that, but we will see it. And if we can, with time allowed, we're going. So let's go ahead. We're going to pop tall first on Carlos at Ferrari right now. Really, to me, showing up boss mode status. I know Charles is leading right now the Drivers' Championship, but we got to keep in mind Carlos was out one race, had a surgery, came back, and still bossed it up. So, Tanya, you know, ladies first here, we're going to have some manners. How do you feel about this whole situation at Ferrari?
Well, the reason why I'm sporting the red lipstick, and a lot of people don't even realize that.
Is that the
reason why?
No,
this is the MVP. This is the Fenty MVP. We've upgraded, okay? The Ruby Woo makes our lips dry. Nobody wants to tell you that, but it's the truth, okay? So, but getting on to Carlos, I so love that he's given it everything despite this being his last year with Ferrari. And I like that he's also given the fight to Charles, because I think he's one of the more underestimated drivers in Formula One. I don't understand why, but his performance another time on a podium, it's tried and true. He is the future of Formula One. I used to say he was the future of Ferrari, but in light of Lewis Hamilton going to Ferrari, I think he's still the future of Formula One.
Okay. Amani, how you feel, bro?
Listen, I basically just feel the same on that. I really believe, and I would stand 10 toes down on this and say Carlos is probably the most disrespected person that's really going at Formula One right now. I mean, you see that he's just, listen, that, and I understand that you bring in the GOAT and everything for next year, but that decision right now is looking not all the way together. But we already knew what Carlos brings, not just to Ferrari, but just to the sport in general. And we already knew what he's capable of doing. But like I said, if you're going to replace anybody with him, you just got to bring the GOAT, period.
Okay. That's fair. So let's talk about Carlos in the future, because I feel like there's a little dynamic playing here that already had played out in Mercedes. So when we talk about the future of Ferrari, I think some of the concepts out there that exist about Valtteri and Lewis, and then we had Russell. If Russell's coming in, Lewis or Valtteri, one of them got to go. And when you look at it, Valtteri's got to go because he surely can't lead us anywhere any further than Lewis can. And his upside is not as high as Russell may be or may could be. And I think that's the same thing that's kind of going on with Leclerc, is he's got time, he's got potential, he's got one lap pace, he makes bonehead decisions. But I do think if we're talking about upside as far as potential and a ceiling that might not be quite laid with the sheetrock and painted just yet, I think Charles may have that, but Carlos is showing that right now he's a better driver. He makes better decisions. And in this situation right now, he's proven good. But will that be the case 4 years from now? Is Carlos somebody they could build off of Ferrari 4 years from now? Or is Carlos going to kind of be like an Alonso? Next thing you know, he's going to start bag chasing, especially if he don't get a chip. Is he as dedicated to Ferrari as he should be with Audi coming in and with his dad's ties to Audi? So there's a lot of things at play there. So how do y'all feel about that coming? I know we got the GOAT coming in. And if the GOAT comes in, somebody got to go. And I also said I don't know if Ferrari might be second-guessing who they putting out the door. But when you go back and look at the relationships, Fred Vasseur, Charles, everything else, you kind of understand it, but it still does look a little bit funny. So, Tanya, with that being said, in the inboundment of Lewis Hamilton, do you feel like Ferrari is making a profitable decision or a in-the-moment decision?
Well, I think that in the very beginning, they had their money. They had their hands on Charles Leclerc. He was Ferrari. So I think that they're just sticking to that. But what they weren't expecting weren't, I don't think that they were, like I said, they were underestimating Carlos in everything that he's been able to bring. In the aspect of being able to get in there and work with the engineers to formulate a car that works for him, the strategy decisions that he makes when he is racing, when they're saying, come in, he's like, no, I'm going to stay out, or right. choosing to do the pit stops, the tires that he wants. But understandably, that's just the way that Formula One goes sometimes, right? Sometimes it's not necessarily the best driver that has to leave, but maybe the more popular driver they want to keep. However, with that being said, because it happens, but with that being said, I think that Carlos is taking this time to also hone his skills as well, as he should, because he's still a fairly younger driver that is going to be in Formula One. Now, as far as bouncing around all over the place, I hope not. I hope wherever he lands next, if it is a good team, if it is a fair team, if it is a team that is able to give him a car that he can compete with, maybe he should stick there. The only trepidation that I have with Audi is that when Audi does come in, there are going to be some hiccups. They are going to have to figure out what works best for them. And my thing is, if Carlos does go to Audi, will he be willing to weather that storm in whatever comes their way, whether it's good or bad?
Right. Imani, what's up, bro?
So I believe that 100%. Here's the thing with Ferrari is that we already know Charles is the golden boy. He's the marketing guy. He's the younger guy. And we are established that right now. You bring in the GOAT to basically the go, we understand we have the GOAT with us. But Charles, on the other hand, has to understand that while he's there. This is a learning situation. This ain't Mercedes bringing George in and George trying to beat Lewis. That's what it's not. When Lewis touches down in red, we don't need no Ferrari going to do what Ferrari does. It's either you take care of the GOAT or you don't. Now, with Carlos' situation is that if he goes to Audi and when he goes to Audi, he's got to be that main guy. Audi has to see that and go, we need an experienced racer that's going to just tear it up, period. But also bringing the younger guy also. So that's the whole thing with Carlos that I'm happy that, like I said, the balling out this year, he's basically showing that he can do it. He can be the main guy on the team. And Ferrari just looking like, we understand what Carlos can do, but, you know, we still bringing in the GOAT also. So I agree with that 100% though.
Right, and Mary Beanie in the Super Chat says it should be Sainz and Lewis at Ferrari next year. So, okay, let's play this out hypothetically since Mary Beanie brought it up. Let's play
no,
this
but
out
Mary is right. I'm sorry, Jay. So
I'm going to give it to you first, Tanya. Hypothetically speaking, if you're keeping Sainz and you're keeping Lewis, where is Charles going? Because right now the question is, what out there exists for Carlos? Does the same amount of options exist for Carlos exist for Charles if they decided to do this? We speak in hypothetical, so Tanya, what do you think?
That's a very good question to ask, and I would say yes. I don't think that by any means Charles Leclerc is a throwaway driver. I mean, we're not talking about Logan Sargeant here.
Yet.
I did that on purpose. Shots fired. But I really do think that Charles Leclerc, I mean, he is, you know, he races well. He deserves a seat still in Formula One. But I'm just having a hard time with them just giving Carlos the shaft. And I feel like his consistency, the way that he pushes, and how he, it's like he just had surgery and then he came out the gate swinging. I love that tenacity. I so love that. So But the thing is with Lewis Hamilton, and you know what? Let's think of it from Charles's perspective. Okay. When Charles leaves Ferrari, right, Lewis Hamilton comes in, all the lights are going to be on Lewis Hamilton. Do you really want to be right next to him, kind of out of the spotlight, but kind of still in it? No, you want to move on and maybe try to do have your own team and build your own team, because Charles Leclerc is going to have to live at the end of the day. He's going to have to live in Lewis Hamilton's shadow. So if I was Carlos, I'd be like, you know what? Let me go out here and try to do something else, because you're living in the GOAT shadow anyway.
Well, hold on. Because I think right now we got a double standard going on. Okay, because a lot of us have said, I don't know if you said it. I know I've said
what?
It. A lot of us said that Russell needs to take a back seat and learn from the GOAT. Charles himself said it would be a wonderful opportunity to have Lewis, because then I could learn from him, which is something Carlos has had from his dad and being raised in a completely racing environment. So now will we criticize Charles for stepping back and learning, and kind of like a QB, kind of like Justin Fields? Had Justin Fields had a senior quarterback in front of him like Tom Brady or somebody like that to kind of groom him up like Patrick Mahomes had, maybe he would have been a better quarterback being set up. So now are we going to criticize Charles if Charles is willing to say to himself, like, yo, I know it's some things I'm not ready for. I know it's a lot of shit I'm going to learn from him. Let me chill and pick up some of this shit so I can then be ready to carry Ferrari into the future. So are we doing that?
So what I'm saying is that there is each one of those drivers on that grid have an inner bastard. They do. They want to win. Jeez. All right. They do. They want to win. Woo. And for him to say, I'm just going to sit back.
Right.
Yeah. We kind of got those vibes from George Russell, but now you see what's going on. Right. Uh-huh. So I think that there may be some intention. Yeah. I'm going to learn from the GOAT. But if there is a gap, you don't think that Charles Leclerc is going to take it? Oh, he's going to take it. And, you know, so what I'm saying is, Lewis, go into Ferrari, handle your business, take no prisoners, including the competition that's sitting next to you. Because at the end of the day, this isn't like football, you guys. Like, they are competing. These two drivers, that's your competitor. Your teammate is your competitor. Uh-huh. So I don't think that it's so much of a double standard, but I'm hoping, as a Lewis Hamilton fan, because I'm always 10 toes down for Lewis, that Lewis will take that seat, do what he has to do. And if he has to leave Charles Leclerc in the dust, then he has to leave him in the dust.
So
and that's
be it.
Imani,
go ahead. Last word on this topic, man. Let me know how you feeling about that whole hypothetical situation.
So I think that's what the problem with Ferrari is right now. It's too much competition going on. It's too many Chiefs, not enough Indians on there. Okay, and then the reason is we still have to understand that F1 is still a business at the end of the day. It's still basically an entertainment platform. You put the guy in there. Now, listen, we love Carlos to death, but you put in Charles Leclerc, he's just more marketable than Carlos. That's basically at the end of the day. And you just basically have to tell Charles to go, hey, listen here. We're not trying to compete, okay? You just stay in your lane. If you behind him, you do your defense. And, you know, at the end of the day, ain't no pushing, ain't no, you know, trying to figure out who's going to lead what, this and this. If Lewis is in front, Lewis got the pace, you stay behind, you play on defense, this and this, okay? But at the end of the day, we still got to understand that F1 is still a business at the end of the day. And you just get the most – the whole thing is that Leclerc is in there – marketing capabilities. That's it. He's going to be in commercials and everything right there with Lewis and all that. And they don't need Carlos, because if Carlos shows up, Lewis, allegedly, I'm just saying, then it's going to probably be a problem, which is going on in Ferrari right now. Too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. That's all I'm saying.
So we saying Charles is only good for them Felipe Paddock commercials.
Those billboards that you see look
good in an Armani suit. That's all I'm saying.
When you're at the airport and you look at wherever you're looking at, that's Charles Leclerc right there in the whole mink outfit and everything.
Right.
You don't see Carlos doing that.
True.
You see Leclerc doing that. I was at the airport today. I saw my boy right there. I said, oh, look at that. Look at that. You see the reason. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Money said, look at there. Look at there. Yeah. Hey, you know, it's something to be nice to be dressed to impress, but he does And he got songs out. Big shout out to Shaw. You know, you doing your thing. You know, you music industry doing all that stuff. You know, that's cool, bro. But you do, I think he does need to focus more. He make, like Mary Beanie just said, Leclerc makes more mistakes than Sainz, Felipe, at Aston Martin. And he does. He makes a lot of bonehead decisions. Uh-huh. He pushes the car beyond what the car is ready to do, even though he knows it's not going to be able to do it. And I understand there's a point like, I'm going to push, but bro, when you pushing and you wrecking in free practice, wrecking in quality, yeah, and you wrecking in, yo, at some point in time, you got to realize, like, the shit's just not there. So while we get on Carlos, big shout out to Carlos, because I always say Carlos the plug, he bossing up. I was hoping that when he came into the season with the situation, he was going to leave them with a, I'm going to say it, leave you with a fuck you on his way out the door and make a very good resume for himself. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to tell it like it is. I was hoping he'd do that. We're about to get into the next situation here, and that is going to be Yuki. We're going to talk about Yuki right now. Yuki Suki is what I call him. Don't count his ass out. Listen, I'm going to say this because I'm finna tee up my brother and my sister right now. Yuki has been disrespected time and time again. I remember when I was campaigning for Yuki and looking through the pay scales, and I said, is that motherfucking Latifi with a $1 million ban on his contract? And I said, what in the fuck is going on? Yuki is 750. They got to give my bro some more respect. Then when DeVries comes in with the luck off his ass in Monza, because Alex Albon out with appendicitis, he does his thing with Four Williams, comes in and motherfucker gets shit canned, and then have to pay $250,000 for a motherfucking future in Formula One he didn't even have. Then what we got, Danny Rick decide, I ain't going to go out here and live my life on a special no more. I want to drive. Danny Rick come back again. They discounting Yuki, saying, Danny Rick, if you come in and do your shit, you got a shot at RB. Yuki has been bringing home the motherfucking grocery for AlphaTauri, Red Bull, Visa, Cash App, whatever the hell you want to call them, to eat. And no other driver has, except I'm going to give Liam Lawson his motherfucking credit. Liam, you came in. Danny Rick, I ain't glad you broke your shit, but when you broke it, the sun shined on another dog's ass, and Liam Lawson came in and showed you up. We have four drivers cycle up out of there. Yuki been disrespected. That's how I feel, and I feel like Yuki should. This is what I know. I understand this. They say junior drivers come up, never do well, but that's the way Red Bull functions. All I'm saying is, if you gave Danny Rick a set list of goals, if he reached them, that he would get a shot in a Red Bull car. He's not reaching them, and Yuki is killing him. Why is Yuki not getting that same look? What you say, Tanya, on that, my sister?
So let's run it back to Mr. Liam, okay? Because he was coming for Yuki's neck. Like, he felt like if I could show, when Danny Ricciardo was out because he broke his wrist, he felt like if he could show Yuki out, that he was going to somehow get Yuki's seat. I don't know why on God's green earth he thought that. And the same thing with Nyck de Vries. Like, they really have it out for him. I'm just like, this. It's just ridiculous. I will say this. Huge shout out to Yuki Tsunoda. He scored at home in Suzuka in front of his friends and his family. And I am so happy that he was able to bring home the points at Suzuka. But moving forward, they treat Yuki like a redheaded stepchild. They really do. It's like he moved up. He went into Formula One. He was already underestimated ever since he got there. And he has proven himself. Even with the help of Pierre Gasly. Pierre Gasly imparted some mad knowledge onto him. And I know that Pierre Gasly gave him the skinny on how Red Bull really works.
Right.
Because Pierre Gasly, he was jerked around too. And I think that, but do you really think that Yuki Tsunoda really wants to move up into that Red Bull seat with Max Verstappen? I mean, I think that's just a hard seat for anybody. I mean, it's like, I feel like that's where inspirational drivers go to die in that second seat for whatever reason. Perez, I mean, you see it.
He liked being abused. Perez, the ultimate.
Well,
yes,
I think, but... But look at Alexander Albon. But is he the ultimate yes man, or is he just trying to do his job just to survive, though? Because, I mean, Daniel Ricciardo, look what happens when you go up against Max Verstappen. Daniel Ricciardo tried to do it. Look what happened. He got canned. Well, he left.
No, he about to say he quit.
Yeah. No, he left. He didn't get canned. He left. Well, because they doubled down on Max, so he kind of felt slighted at that point.
Which, yeah, but your nickname is the Honey Badger, though. You the Honey Badger.
Oh, my God.
And you let him boot you.
It doesn't matter what his name is. Daniel Ricciardo, in that time and space, he was an exceptional driver. Now, right now, today, that's all in question because it seems like Yuki Tsunoda's giving him the business now, right? But still, that second seat in Red Bull is
vicious.
The abyss.
Yes. It's vicious.
Uh-huh. Like, there's only certain people that can handle it. And at this Alonso. Moment in time, Checo is okay with that. Alonso? Alonso won't be able to handle that seat. Yeah. Alonso and Max, they will be fighting every
exactly.
day. They will
exactly.
be
I want to see all the smoke.
That's not.
That'd be crazy.
That's what I want to see, too.
That
but at the same
crazy.
Time, is that the smoke that Helmut Marko and Christian Horner want to see?
No, because they don't want Max to have no good competition.
Exactly.
Max ain't had one solid. He ain't had one solid partner in his life. Max ain't had one solid partner
you don't
in his
think
life.
That, wait, hold on. You don't think that Daniel Ricciardo about 5-6? You don't think Daniel Ricciardo was a good match for him? That lit the fire underneath him.
I can't talk on what's not because Daniel quit. Had he stayed in the seat and really did his thing, then we would have saw. Because when he was there, he was doing his thing. He should have stayed in the seat and kept the business up. But he left. He walked out. So then he left that all open to interpretation. And since Daniel Ricciardo, they have not paired a driver that has been competitive or had the heart of a lion next to Max. Max ain't had to live through that shit. He ain't had to live through it like damn Lewis. Lewis done had to be paired up with champions.
Right.
Lewis came in with all the smoke.
Yes.
Max ain't never faced that. Max been like this. It's okay. I mean, I'm saying he good, but I'm just saying he's fragile. He's fragile. You know, you can't drop him. You can't even do that.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. He's still a good driver. He do his thing, but he's fragile.
So I know that we're talking about Yuki Tsunoda, right? Yes. And we have shifted to Max Verstappen, even though, you know, this wasn't supposed to be a Max Verstappen podcast.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, as much as Daniel Ricciardo is struggling, right, the car that he didn't struggle in was the Red Bull car. So my thing is, if they put, because I think that's the mind F that Daniel Ricciardo has been getting. He did so well in that Red Bull car, and he's gone to race for like about three other teams now, and he cannot find his niche in any of these teams or any of these cars for that matter.
Yeah.
But what would happen if you put him next to Max Verstappen now?
Uh-huh.
You think he would choke?
I think he's choking right now like a motherfucker.
He is choking right now.
I'm just thinking, would that be the resurgence of Daniel Ricciardo?
No, it won't.
Max Verstappen again.
I tell you what. Hey, Imani, let's give Imani some time. Imani, tell us what you think about this, brother. Tell us what you think. We're going to come back to this.
Let's talk about Yuki right now.
Oh, hold on. Okay. Hold on, Imani. First, we got Sylvia Wick says,
okay.
Honey Badger turned into a sloth.
Jeez.
And then Mary Bean says, Tanya, the problem with Mercedes, Princess, Shady, and Toto. Go ahead, Imani. You got it.
So the thing with Yuki right now is there's only one word to describe what he's going through now, and it's growth.
Mm.
Okay? And the reason why the whole disrespect and everything that happened, because it was always the attitude of him, it was always the whole back talk and all this other stuff. Now, we know that, you know, Red Bull has another baby on the team that likes to back talk and all this other stuff. Whatever. Okay? But with Yuki, he was always in there for like, I always thought for like 1 year. Was like, let me just put him in here for a filler and all this other stuff. But then as the time goes by, you see the growth. We see in the Japanese race that this weekend when they had that whole five-car pit lane, this and this, and he got out. Oh, thank you. What was it? Well, I looked at the screen and was like, wait a minute, what is this?
Yuki?
Is this Yuki talking? No way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Is this Yuki talking? So I believe that, like I said, Yuki right now, I don't think he ever will get that Red Bull seat. Mm-hmm. For some reason, he just need to go and find another route, because he's still getting disrespected over there. And like I said, with Daniel, you put Daniel in a seat right next to him, and you still promising Daniel the main top seat when all this stuff happens all next year, this and this. That's straight disrespect for Yuki.
True.
You might as well just go somewhere else. Because like I said, right now, he's showing y'all what he can do. And this is, I'm not going to, and the only thing is that he's just getting better. Every single year, he's getting better. So why isn't he the main one talking about he needs to do the top seat? Because they just don't believe in him. It's just a whole Red Bull thing over there. They don't want him.
Damn.
I mean, that's just what it is. You know?
Right.
I mean, so and then on top of that,
kid now?
That's nope, because now you. He's actually the competition for Matt. If you put him on the same team, you got him and Max on the team. That's the competition that they don't want Max to have. That right there, they don't want that. Period. They don't want that. Because, you know what I'm saying? Max is, like I said, he's, you know, you just got to, it's okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's true.
Now, I will say this, Tonya, I want you, because I do, I hear what you're saying about Danny Rick, but I just don't think Danny Rick is the Danny Rick that you saw from last time he was out of Rick. I know they did the test and they said Danny Rick's times, if he was there, he would have been second row next to Max Verstappen. But that was.
They said that.
But, okay, before they said that, Danny Rick also was out there spinning out and doing damn spin cam on the damn track, too.
Yep.
And then when he made. That was out there with nobody in the room. We do a lot of shit where ain't nobody in the room. I ain't going to ask y'all what y'all do when ain't nobody in the room. But we do a lot of shit where ain't nobody in the room. And when people get in there, you know, you straighten up. Danny Rick. Just answer this. What has Danny Rick showed you in the Red Bull Junior Varsity team that gives you promise or gives you hope that if he stepped into the RB20 in race pace, that you actually think he'd be able to mentally, physically command himself to be the honey badger that you remember?
Absolutely nothing. But there's a but. But it may be because he may be a princess, all right? And I'm not saying this to, like, down any women, you know, but he may be a princess.
Right.
You know the guy, oh, I got to have this particular setup. Oh, I got to have this particular car. I have to have this particular that. Kind of like Max Verstappen. If Max Verstappen was put in any other car on the grid,
he would not race as well
as he does now, right?
He's last place,
put Max Verstappen in a Williams. Put him in a
last place.
Right.
He's not finishing the race.
So this is what I'm saying. How about this, Wolfpack, Mr. Wolfpack Performance? How about they take Yuki and put him in Max Verstappen's car? Then they put Daniel Ricciardo in Max Verstappen's car. And whoever goes faster, then Checo gets booted to whatever, you know, back to
it'll be Yuki.
The junior team.
Right.
The junior team for a year and just let them battle it out. But it's not going to be either one of them. You know why? Because they will never want Max Verstappen to be challenged like that. Because once Max Verstappen is challenged like that, he fucks shit up. He does.
True. It's true.
Well, Daniel won't be the one challenging. I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God. So he'll have the seat.
He'll have the seat. You're not putting Yuki there.
You definitely put Daniel there.
Right? So they don't even have to race.
You know, it's like Daniel Ricciardo, like, you know, he was married and then he went to the side chick and then he went to the other side chick and he thought the grass was greener and it really wasn't. And then I really feel like if he ends up with the wife again, it might work.
That was a pretty fucking good walkthrough right there, Tonya. Shit. That was pretty good.
Yeah, but the wife is married though.
Right.
The wife is married with a couple of kids though. So you can come to the window and hit rocks on the window all day long. Throw your hair down here, Rapunzel. She ain't throwing her hair down there.
Yeah, that was. Hey, that's like the movie Bloodshot. Bro, show up like I'm back. She's like, "What you mean you back? You've been gone for 5 years. I got kids and shit now. What you mean you back?
Get out of here. You talking to my sister.
Danny Rick, I tried to convince them. They're not here.
Hey, big shout out to OGZilla with the Super Chat sub, fam. I got the Purple Sectors hat. Thanks, bro. Hey, no problem, bro. You welcome, man. Hey, so Yuki, I do hope that Yuki is putting together a body of work that is going to allow him to get some type of seat where somebody's going to look at him. We can bring him in potentially no more. Now, let's just be clear. It's only a select few teams that are going to do that. And if he leaves the Red Bull, and I think there's a Dallas Cowboys situation existing if you are in a Red Bull junior team and you're trying to perform, right? Dak is just good enough to get us into the playoffs, but not good enough to command the team to get us through the playoffs. But the quarterback market is shit. We don't want to be in quarterback no man's land. If we get rid of him, we're worse off. So now what do we got to do? We got to pay him. Yuki's in a situation where we're like, where do I go? Alpine, they ain't shit. They used to be best of the rest, and they ain't even the rest. Where do I go? Haas, they the Ferrari Haas team. Where do I go? Williams, is how they on the up, but not really. And shit, they got a person over there fucking up shit, and they won't even get Jamie Chadwick wherever she need to get her in the seat. And they got a dude running
what
up the cost
cap. What about Audi? What Carlito?
Audi could be, but the thing is, yeah, is that what Audi's looking for? They already got a prospect in Joe, which is a young up and coming. And supposedly, if he had a better machine, he probably would do better, is what people are wondering and thinking. So is that something? And then we also, let's just be real.
Yuki?
Let's just be real, real quick. Let's just be real. OG's little, first off, big shout out to you. He says, I think after the whole Verstappen camp versus Horner camp drama recently, I think Horner isn't going to be charitable anymore by giving Max a weak teammate. I got money on Max getting the challenge as a teammate soon. Bro, we're going to talk about that. We're going to come back and have a Max Verstappen episode. All three of the fam right here. We're going, because we can go an hour on Max Verstappen, OGzilla, but I think you got a point.
I don't think you want that.
Right. It's going to be smoky. And I mean, I might come in with my vest on. You know, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to come here with. But I'll
bring your s'more pack. Because I'm finna light the fire on this.
Package.
All right.
So
all the Hershey Kisses, all that.
Yeah, all of them. I'm bringing the family value pack too, man.
Yes.
So I think Joe, I'm not saying Joe over Yuki, but I'm just saying that if they're looking at him like, what would happen if we had Joe in a RB Visa Cash App car? Would we see the same thing? Because he's doing something with a piece of shit we giving him. But is it financially smart for us coming in to just be worried about trying to move off that right now? Or are we going to come in all Germaned up? You know, some people think they're going to come in with the whole German trifecta, so there's no telling. But we will see. I think all of us hope that Yuki gets the look he should, that Yuki gets the machinery where we can see is it Yuki's limits or is the machine limiting Yuki? I think that right now is going to be the question on Yuki if he continues to go on the path he's going. I'm looking to see and hope that Yuki can finish at least in a sixth or seventh position at some point in time in this season. I am looking for that. If you had to say, Tanya, what do you think your expectations on the high and low end for Yuki would be by the end of the season? What kind of position would you like to see Yuki in to put an exclamation mark on his season of 2024?
I would say the best of the rest.
Okay.
I would say that.
And where is that? Where is that mark for you?
All right. Well, shit, because Mercedes has moved up and down at that point. Alpine, I would like to see him above the Alpine drivers.
Okay.
And sitting maybe, I mean, I would like to see him actually, I would say, below Alonso. I want to be bold. I want to be bold.
That's bold.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be bold and say right below Alonso.
Shit, okay.
So the rundown would be, all right, so it'd be like, all right, so Max, Checo, and then at the moment now, I'm just going at the moment now, McLaren, okay?
Okay.
So then you got Lando Norris, Oscar Piastri, which I kind of feel like it needs to be inverted, but whatever.
Okay.
and then you have Lewis and George. But then I would like it for it to be like Alonso and then Yuki, and then, you know, Stroll can be wherever.
Okay. All right, I'm with that.
Yeah.
So you are.
So that's like six or seven. That is six or seven.
Yeah, that'd be cool. We're going to have a Lance Stroll conversation later, too. But right now, as Americans, I think it's time for us to check ourselves, check our motherfucking Patreon right here. No Captain America ass having, no damn respect for the cost pack cap ass giving. Logan Sargeant wanting to spin out thinking the car is a NASCAR. He liked doing circles out there on tracks. He liked running in the walls. Maybe it's time for a change. I'm thinking Logan Sargeant need to go on down to NASCAR. It's going to simplify shit for him. One, you don't have to worry about right-hand turns. You don't have to worry about pins. You don't have to worry about S's. You don't have to worry a lot of shit. All you got to do, turn left every now and then. Left. Just turn left. I think Logan Sargeant might do better than that. You know, sometimes you got AP classes, you got honor roll, then you just got regular classes. I'm thinking Logan Sargeant might need to go remedial right now, because bro is not that. He hasn't done well. He got a second chance thanks to a few things. And James Vowles, I'm telling you right now, if you keep Logan Sargeant in this damn seat this whole year and he doing shit like this, I'm going to start talking about your ass like I talk about Lawrence Stroll with his damn nepotism baby ass over there capping off the fucking team. But we don't get on ass tomorrow. Logan Sargeant, right now, I'm saying to NASCAR, trade his ass off. Tanya, what you say?
I'm going to, just for the sake of the way that I go round and round with Imani, I'm going to throw it to Imani first.
Ooh.
Let me just step into the building right now. All right. Because let me just say this. I am a true American. I love apple pie. I'm just going to say that. I love apple pie like I love Logan Sarge. I'm just going to say that. And let me tell you something. When they kicked him to the curb last week, okay, I was there with Logan Sargent. I was sitting on this right here going, how the disrespect are you going to do Logan Sargent like that? That is a pure American right there. And that was all American disrespect, and that's all I had to say that week. And, you know, they already hate us enough, okay? And then they're going to pull this disrespectful stuff just to bench him. That's all it was. It's not our fault that you didn't have another chassis. Okay, okay. Let me tell you something. Go to Home Depot, like a true American. Get you a chassis there for real. But let me just say this. I said all that last week. This week, you cannot wreck in practice, in the first practice. You just can't do it. Okay, you just cannot do that. Okay, and I understand. Well, there's really no excuses, but you cannot push that car hard enough in practice one, knowing that y'all have no chassis, no wheels, no anything in that luggage at all, okay? You just can't do it, okay? And like I said, I'm the true, we have to, he has to understand the situation it is that he's the only American on the thing besides Haas, so it's like 1.5 Americans on that thing in F1 right now, okay? You cannot wreck in practice. You push it in qualifying, yeah. Not practice, okay? What did Allen Iverson say? We're talking about practice. Practice. The first one. And you're just going to spit out and go, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear overseer, understeer. It is, no. I don't want to hear that. And the whole thing is, they talking about the Dunlap turn and all that. You do not push that car. You go 2 miles an hour so everybody sees you. That's it. Get used to the track. Listen, but also I'm going to say, but with Logan Sargent, I'm just saying, you cannot. And then on top of that, you cannot almost wreck again and then back up into a live race. Like, you just cannot do it. You're making all of us look like we can't drive. Okay? It's not just like you. This is, you're putting a whole country on your back, and they thinking all of us can't drive. Okay? They already think we're crazy. They think we're driving on the wrong side of the road anyway. You're going to back up into live traffic? Logan, that, like I said, Logan, and you had everybody on Twitter defending him last week. You had 50-50 this week now. I don't know how it is going to be, how to go to China, but let me tell you something right now. I'm still going for the American, okay? I'm still Lewis top and Logan second because it's just an American thing. We have to represent. But geez Louise, you just can't. You can't do stuff like this when everybody's over here defending you. Listen, that's all I'm going to have to say. But it's USA all day, okay?
Jeez. All right, we got Bones Baker says Lewis Hamilton is the GOAT, but Verstappen has been in a class of his own, and those are facts. Galactica says Logan barely made it to Formula One. They wanted the money. Bonespaker comes back and says, when Carlos was Max's teammate, Max crushed him, which is why Max got promoted to Red Bull and Carlos didn't. And though these are facts. Bonespaker, before we move on to Queen Tanya so she can spit her facts, bro, Carlos at that point in time, really? You can't name me no. Carlos, bro. That's your standard. Carlos at that point in time. Come on, man. You can't name me. Those are facts, but your facts are whack as fuck right now. I'm just being real with you, Bonespaker. Uh-huh. Carlos is name me a teammate that was better than Alonso that Max had. Name me a teammate that was better than Valtteri that Max had. Name me a teammate that was better than Nico that Max had. You can't name one. Max has not had a real solid teammate. And you got a match. Nope. Carlos was up out of there. Stop playing games, man. You know you spitting facts because it's historical data. You can't change that shit. But if we measure and put it in a cup, you lighting your ass on that one, bro. And you know it. You know it. Tanya, go ahead.
It's the car, not the driver. Right. Let's put that out there now. It's the car, not the driver.
Let's go. Okay? Because Helmut Marko said it.
Yeah. If you think we're going to come here and you think you're going to come here and start talking about some Max facts that's not even true, let me just tell you something. It's the car, not the driver. So next time you type something else in there, just remember to put that in there. It's the car that he's driving. It's not Max doing what he's doing right now. Okay? Now, hey. I know we're supposed to have a whole nother episode in this. We're talking about just how Max, whatever. We ain't going to talk about this now. And you can come back later.
There we go. Okay? Sylvia Witt says, Logan, keep crashing. He's going to car a car looking like Flintstone, car underfoot power. See those little feet looking like a Riverdance commercial. Tanya, what you got?
Man, y'all giving. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this subject only because Amani and I have gotten into it 30 times over behind Logan Sargeant. But I will say this, all right, and this is just on behalf of Formula One. There are so many people that have spent majority of their lives working extremely hard to get to Formula One. They have to constantly prove themselves. And even once they get into Formula One, they still have to prove themselves, like a Yuki Tsunoda, right? So this is what I'm saying. Or even an Alex Albon, how you have to be, you're put out and you're put out and then you have to come back and you have to re-enter. The simple fact that Logan Sargeant
was it F2?
Was it F2?
Hey. Okay. Hey.
Jeez.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to say this. I am American. Matter of fact, I got plenty of things here to say I'm American. I got all types of American things around here, around me. I'm an American.
That's right.
All the way. Navy. True and blue. But Logan Sargeant, your ass is through. Now, let me tell you something. When they took that car from you, Logan, you know what I said? Goddamn right you did. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't have time. Listen, I know we fucked up. I know we forgot the luggage. I know we didn't have the chassis. But maybe we ain't got the chassis because you know what? You ran up the motherfucking cost cap last year, Logan. You just tow up shit. Now we only got one chassis, so it's not your fault that we didn't pack right. That's us. But now we here because we didn't pack right. So if I got one car, I'm looking at you just like that, like, it ain't happening. I'm not giving it to you. You going to sit down. You did it to yourself. You put yourself in a situation where I can say, you know what? Nah, you ain't. You're not the best chance we got. You're not the best opportunity. You're not the best chance. You're not. You brought home 1 point, and a lot of shit had to happen for you to get that 1 point. Albon was. If it wasn't for Alex Albon, we wouldn't have even known we was on the right fucking track. We would have thought the car was ass. We would have thought we had to build a whole different car. If it was only two Logan Sargeants, Williams would have said, "Well, shit, we fucked up the car." But because of Albon, we saw like, nah, you know what? The car's making progress. Logan's not. Logan, you got a second opportunity, which is not as rare in Formula One as it should be because, you know, the money talks and bullshit walks. But you got another opportunity, and I really was rooting for you this season. And I'm going to stop short because I don't have enough energy for this shit all season to see you wrecking up cars, building Lego sets.
In practice.
In practice, bro. And then in the race, listen, I know you American, but this ain't mud truck driving, bro. You ain't supposed to be driving kitty litter. What did you do? And then, like Imani said, there ain't even no fucking reverse lights on there, bro. You just reversing in live traffic like it's okay. Jeez. You backing up like this okay. No, man, Logan, you're going to have to do a lot better than that. And I am hoping you are because, like Imani said, it is good to see that we have a representation of an American on the grid. It is good, but it's not good for us to have you representing America on the grid right now. And Haas, you ain't shit worth American. You got a P.O. box in America. I don't even think you really live here. I think you just got a P.O. box. And that's got your mail being forwarded. I don't even want you being in America. Matter of fact, Haas, you was flying Russian colors. I can't even count you. So Logan Sargeant, I'm hoping the best for him. I'm hoping he actually comes up. Amani, since you know you real passionate about this topic and you laid some tracks down. I'm gonna say Bonsmaker said, I said LH is the GOAT. But how many flawless races does Max have to win before you call him a great driver? Even if he's a jerk, give credit where credit's due. Okay, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to respond to this. Bonesmaker, I'm going to say this. I'm glad that you acknowledge Lewis Hamilton is the GOAT because that's fucking factual statistically and all of that shit. Uh-huh. But I'm going to say this. You got to be the GOAT to have three fucked up ass seasons and no wins and still have all them goddamn records damn near unchallenged. Max has a car that is probably the most dominant car of all time in Formula One history. Let's just say that. But it is what it is with the machinery, so I'm going to let you have that. But let's also talk about this. Helmut Marko said Max could bring a Haas or a goddamn AlphaTauri to pole. I ain't never seen him do it, try it, or it's never going to fucking happen because it won't happen.
Nope.
The other thing is this. Max is a phenomenal driver. But let's not forget, I don't even know why y'all bring Lewis Hamilton and Max's name here. I bring it in because y'all do silly shit like that. Let's worry about Sebastian Vettel first in Red Bull, the most accomplished driver in Red Bull as far as championships, because he's still got to get that. And then he's got to break through that. It is awesome what he's doing. If Max wins his fourth championship, if I call Seb great, Max would be one of the great drivers. But he is not the fucking GOAT. It takes a lot more to be the GOAT. Max is on Kids Sports Illustrated, bro. He wasn't even on nothing that really counted. He was on Kids Sports Illustrated. Max is not marketable. Max doesn't do anything out here that you can name me that reaches out further than Formula One. Lewis Hamilton is bigger than Formula One. Max Verstappen going to fucking Ferrari was not going to boom up their stock prices. Look, just go to social media. That's all I'm saying. Go to the social media platforms and check that shit out for yourself. Numbers matter. Lewis got the numbers. Now, I will say this, and I'm going to be real when I say it. If Lewis goes to Ferrari and shit look bad, and it's not because the car and Charles is doing good, then I say, hey, you know what? Lewis is probably on the back end. But guess what? No GOAT lasts forever. You can't name me one athlete that's been the greatest forever and still competing. Not Jordan, nobody. So it happens. So it's funny that a lot of people are piping up now that this man's on the backside of his career. But I will say this, when he get in that Ferrari, if shit start going right, I just want to know. When I got, you know, I'm going to bring in the chefs, and I'm going to have them make a nice crow pie. I'm going to have them make it nice and shitty, too. I just want to know you're going to have a slice of that. That's all I want to know. I'm going to give it to my brother
bring
Imani
that same
real quick.
Energy. Bring that same energy.
Same energy.
That's all we're saying. Same energy.
Appreciate you, Boss Baker, though. You always bring some hot questions up. Imani, go ahead and close us out with the Logan take, bro.
So here's the thing with Logan, right, is that, like I said, we had 1 week where we had defending him and everything. And it, like I said, even when he got to 12 last week, it was still like he can at least get points. He can or not. But here's the thing, right, is this week really showed, like, yeah, this he might not at all. Like it ain't gonna last at all. It's just, and I hate to see it, and I hate to say it, but it's just you know, it's at all. So yeah.
Okay. Well, it is gonna be rough, y'all. It's gonna be rough for sure. But listen, we have enjoyed ourselves, and we hope that you have enjoyed a conversation that you can only have here with us three mixed up in this pot, you know, cooking in the kitchen, whipping it up on the stove, if you know what that means. I don't know where y'all whip it up, and you know where you from. But go ahead, Tanya, tell these people where they can reach you, and then after that, Imani, tell these people where you might want to let them check you out as well. You know, sharing is caring. So y'all go ahead. There we go. Imani, pop tall, bro.
Yo, you already know what it is. It's a boy down south in Alabama right now. Look, if anybody want to get in touch with me, if anybody got any problems with me talking about how Lewis is GOAT and all this other stuff and how it's a car and how Max Verstappen can't even take over Fisher-Price vehicle, listen here, okay? You follow me at Imani1256, all right? Or you can hit me up on 256 cards. I got all the sports cards. I got everything you want to know, everything you want to do, and all that. So listen, let me tell you something. It's the money. That's IMANI256. Add me on there. Let's have a discussion. And don't cry when you get here this truth, all right?
All right. So big shout out. Hey, that is us for Formula One Yak post on the Monday of a GP. We will try to do it again, you know, all schedules combined. We appreciate y'all, everybody in the Super Chats. Appreciate y'all for that. Wolfpack family, thank you for showing up. And y'all, drink water, be safe, stay out those earthquakes, and hopefully you got to see the eclipse. Live life and be great. Peace.